Show.
As we planned, we have removed this extra skin.
The tragic events that occurred this week, especially the barbarism committed with the homicide of...
When I went to school, we studied the Constitution.
When you're looking at this kind of event, there'll be a laser-focused media...
telling people that a nuclear baby is coming.
Now, isn't that lovely?
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, with a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Nothing else. Truth is our bitch. And right on through the looking glass, right on through the other side of talk radio we go, radio, media, all of it, here on the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. Our website, philhendryshow.com, the right arm of the Phil Hendry Show. You cannot listen to this show without having a BSP and watching our live streaming video every night with live streaming audio, getting the downloads of our shows, the podcasts each and every day, the Classic Phil podcasts, our archives, our comments section, our news feed, everything, and more to come at philhendryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL. Should parents friend their kids on Facebook? Bobby Dooley is going to join us this hour, plus still to come, an appeals court okays warrantless GPS tracking. 877-876-PHIL. The 20th year of our radio show. To friend or not to friend is the big question facing many, many parents dealing with teenagers on Facebook. Three-quarters of parents questioned in a Nielsen survey said they are friends with their children on the popular social networking website, which boasts 500 million active users. Man, that's a lot of people. But a third admitted they're worried that they are not seeing everything their children are doing on the web, perhaps with good reason. Nearly 30% of all kids said if given the choice, they would unfriend their parents. The number one parenting issue, at least with my discussion with parents, is living on Facebook, said Regina Lewis, who's a consumer advisor with online service company AOL, which recently developed the survey that we're talking about. It is part of the modern-day parenting reality, she said. Bobby and Steve Dooley are parents. They are presidents of the Western Estate Parent-Teacher Organization. And Bobby, good evening. How are you?
I'm good, Phil. Thank you.
So you are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Is your husband?
Yeah, Steve and I both have accounts on Facebook.
Are your kids your friends?
Yes, they are.
And how many kids do you have?
We have three sons, Seth, Dylan, and Justin. And
but they want to be our friends.
They want to be our friends. In fact, they friend requested us. We were not even going to bother them with it. We got on Facebook originally, to have a way of communicating with and talking to other homeowners in our homeowners association. It was another way of pulling our community together.
Mm-hmm.
And we found gradually that it was more interesting to talk to the younger kids. It was not quite as interesting to talk to people who lived in the community. I had been in a homeowners association meeting, and I had suggested to the parents that were there, or the adults that were there, the homeowners that were there, that everyone get a Facebook account so that we could stay in touch. And Steve, you might want to say, Steve, that you put up a Western Estates account.
Yeah, I got a Western Estates homeowners association account in a community center too.
I didn't quite hear that.
He said Steve got a homeowners association page.
Okay. So there was a homeowners association page for people at Western Estates.
That is correct. Now, what happened was that we would send out these notices and we would talk about whose home was being leaned, for instance, because they had violated a CC&R. Or we talked about different issues having to do with the use of the community center. And we found that it was more interesting. More and more we were getting friend requests from our son's friends at school because they knew who we were. And for some reason, I don't know, Steve, it surprised you too. The kids were just more comfortable talking to us.
Well, now you're talking about something more than just your own sons here, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're talking about the friends.
These are friends of our son
You're talking, excuse me.
You're talking about your friends?
No, our son's friends.
Your son's friends. And your son's friends and people like that were friending you. So gradually your accounts on Facebook were no longer about Western Estates. What would you say they were about?
Well, I would say they were about, the kids were coming to us because they needed an adult to talk to.
What about their own parents?
That is the really interesting part of this. Their own parents did not seem to be people they could talk to, for whatever reason.
Yeah, they weren't comfortable talking to them. They talked to somebody at school and everything.
The kids seemed to think that we were easier to talk to.
Did the kids know you?
Well, they knew us because a lot of the kids had been over to the house. But I have over 4,000 friends on Facebook, which is kind of unusual. I don't know if you're aware of Facebook, but it's unusual to have 4,000 friends.
You're very popular if you do.
Well, I don't have 4,000. I've got over 3,000 friends, but...
Well, you're in the media, and...
Yeah.
But for just a homeowner like myself, to have over 4,000 friends, it's almost unheard of. And I suspect that many of those are the kids. They like to come over to my page. They can hang out there. They can talk about the things they're interested in.
What is your Facebook friend page like that makes it different from some of the parents that the kids don't want to be friends with, some of their own parents? Do you post just interesting things? Do you put up interesting news articles?
What would you say it is?
I don't know. Not really. It's just,
a lot of times I'll just say, I'm home. What's new? And the kids just jump right in as if they've been waiting for me to. A lot of them call me mom, and of course I'm not their mother, and I tell them that, in a perfect world, maybe I would be your mother, but I'm not. But you can certainly, I appreciate that. But they'll say, what's up, mom, and I'll say, well, what's going on? And then the next thing you know, we've got anywhere, Steve, what do you think, 50, 60, 70 comments. The kids just going back and forth talking to each other. It's gratifying.
What do you say to parents then who want to friend their own kids, and their kids don't want to be their friends? Instead, the kids friend you. What do you say to them?
It's really sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, it's really sad because the kids, I don't know.
To me, it bespeaks, Phil, a lack of communication, I guess, that a lot of parents are not contemporary. I know I was on your program back in July talking about the success of my Facebook page that I do have. But it's not really a success. I mean, we don't make money on it. But it does tell me that my reach for my opinions, my feelings, the things that I do for people.
Well, Bobby is the homeowner's president.
No. I was going to say, being a homeowners association president and also being the parent teacher organization president, you have a significant amount of influence with parents as well as kids. So what do you say to, do you ever have these parents talking to you about their kids? And let me give our phone number out here if I could.
Sometimes I do, Phil.
Yeah, let me give our phone number. It's 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Should parents friend their kids on Facebook? We have Bobby and Steve Dooley on talking about the fact that they do friend their own sons, although your sons asked you.
It's called being friend requested, and I was friend requested by my own sons. And I think it's really sad if a parent is waiting to be friend requested by their own kids. If I was advising them, I would say, don't wait. Go ahead and friend request your own children. I don't know that there's a lot of parents like Steve and I where the kids are going to friend request us.
What's the difference between you and other parents,
I just think we're more accessible, we're more fun. The kids have a lot of fun.
I got my Facebook page. I'll say, hey, what's up? And I'll have pictures of, like, my car.
Steve puts up pictures of himself washing and waxing his Camaro. He's got a 5-speed. What is it, Steve? I don't even know anything about it.
I got a 5-speed, bro. I got a 5-speed 88. Yeah, it's pretty created.
So you have those pictures, right?
Yeah, I got pictures of them.
All right, well, then you have pictures of yourself washing your 5-speed Camaro. Bobby, what do you put on your page?
Well, like I said, it isn't much. I'll just say, hi, Mom's home. You know, what are you doing tonight? You know, I just saw an article about something, and generally my instinct is really good. And the kids, next thing you know, I've got 70, 80 comments. Mom, you know, I think this, Mom, that. A lot of times the kids will argue with each other about, you know, whether Mom's right or not. So the
kids are calling you Mom, and these are kids that are not your own.
No, they're just teenagers who are really hungry, Phil, for parents to, I guess the word is, to be cooler, you know?
Yeah, that's really it. Parents, cool enough.
Well, hold on. You're a little loud there, okay?
Becca.
877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us, talking about Facebook and why more parents are, whether or not parents should friend their kids on Facebook. Now, that's another question. You have a lot of kids that friend you, Ms. Dooley. They're the friends, they're the kids of friends of yours. Do you ever get the parents saying something to you about that?
Yeah, a lot of times you'll have a parent say, I understand that Jennifer is a friend of yours on Facebook. I'll say, yeah. And they'll say, at first they will say, I'd appreciate it if you would unfriend her because I'm not comfortable with that. But once you explain to them that the child is more comfortable talking to me and to Steve.
Yeah, but just my Camaro and everything.
Because the boys will relate to Steve because of his Camaro. Once I explain that to them, then they recognize that, you know, I'm making a really good point.
So you talk these parents, the parents will say to you, I don't like the idea of my kid being your friend.
Yeah, a lot of times they will.
Yeah, they're all nervous and everything.
But once you sit them down and you explain to them, no, the fact is your daughter or your son, they're far more comfortable talking to me, and here's why. And you give them ideas on how they have, their children are, I don't know, embarrassed by them, or one girl's mother is overweight, and I'm not. I keep myself in shape. That probably has a lot to do with it, Phil. I mean, we are, Steve and I do look a lot younger than, you know, I'm almost 40. Steve's in his early 40s, but we both look at, like we're in our late 20s, early 30s. And I think the kids feel very comfortable that we have great physical images. A lot of these girls have mothers that are terribly, terribly overweight. Their fathers are, I don't know, fathers are very slovenly looking. And I say that, Phil, with great love. So I tell them, you know, you're embarrassing your daughter by the way you look. If you sit down with these parents for about a half an hour and really tell them the truth.
Boy, I don't know. I mean,
what?
Well, that would, I got to tell you, that would make me angry.
What would make you angry? The fact that I'm being honest?
No, but I mean, if I was a mother and I'm over, you say, well, you know, you're fat.
I never say fat, Phil. I say to them, you are very critically overweight.
Well, critically overweight. And your kid wants to be my friend because I look good. You know.
The children want the truth, and I think the parents need the truth, Phil.
Now, the parents want the truth.
And if I say to a parent that you are profoundly, disturbingly overweight, it is the truth, and it's something they can act on.
I don't know. That would Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Should parents friend their kids on Facebook? Well, a lot of kids don't want to be friends with their parents, but this is one woman and her husband that the kids do want a friend. Bobby and Steve Dooley, and their sons like being their friends, and the kids just like talking to them because, for one thing, they both look a lot younger than they are, and Ms. Dooley's even advised some of the parents, you know, you're disturbingly overweight. Maybe that's why your daughter doesn't want to be your friend. 877-876-PHIL. That would piss me off, man. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, don't worry about it.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association and Parent Teacher Organization. Bobby, you're friends with your kids on Facebook, and your kids friended you.
Yeah.
And so that is kind of distinct. Is that right?
I think it's distinct, yeah. I think when your own kids ask to be your friend on Facebook, I think you've got... it's a little different from a lot of these parents that are chasing after the kids on Facebook. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of kids don't want to be. They would rather be friends with Steve and I because we don't chase after them. We give them advice that I was talking to a girl. We had a comment going today. There were about, 90 or 100 kids checked in about texting. And they said, my parents don't want me to text because it's expensive, and my parents don't want me to text because the bill is this. And I said, well, you know that's really a lie because you can get unlimited texting. So it's difficult for me to say to you that your parents are liars. But shouldn't I be honest with you? And they'll say, yes, Mom, you should.
And they're calling you Mom.
That's the kid's nickname for me, yeah.
And but don't you feel, and we'll get some people to, I'd like people to give me some feedback on this at 877-876-PHIL. Don't you feel a little, don't you feel you're intruding?
In what way?
When a kid says, my parents don't want me texting because of the bill, shouldn't you say, you know what, you should do what your parents want you to do?
And I do say that, Phil.
No, you said that you tell the kids your parents are lying, you know.
Well, the parents are lying because you get unlimited texting.
Yeah, you can get unlimited texting, so it is a lie. But I feel I don't tell them, don't do what your parents. One girl was talking about abortion. Her parents are very Christian. I said, you know, it is a choice. But I didn't say you should have the abortion. I said it is a choice.
Boy, oh boy. Do you know these people?
Phil, I don't know what you mean by boy, oh boy. What we're doing, we're just a couple of kids, too.
No, you're not. You're adults.
Well, of course we're adults.
But, I mean, you're not, what do you mean you're a couple of kids?
We are pretending that we're kids. We don't want to put the kids off. I've got over 4,000 friends, and I don't want to jeopardize that by acting like a lamer, you know?
Yeah. Or a noob or something like that.
Or a noob.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Virginia in Boston. Virginia, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hi, yeah. The more and more I listen, the more and more I get a bit creeped out. I have teenage daughters, and I have a really good relationship with them. I'm friends with my daughter on Facebook.
What did you say?
On Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a lot of abused kids, maybe, because they can't talk to their parents because they're abused by their parents?
I think so. I think we do. I think we get a lot of kids who are told, you know, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. It's always no, no, no.
Well, is that abuse?
I'm sorry?
Well, is that abuse, or are these just kids that are... You know, they've got strict parents.
Well, I don't know what you mean by strict. I mean, the kids are lied to. They're told they can't text. And they're told that it's the bill.
Okay, but let's get into what you said.
That's a bald-faced lie.
Can I get into what you said
about... Wait a minute. That's not a bald-faced lie. Some of the people don't have these plans.
No, but they should have the plan.
All right. I'm sorry, Virginia. Go ahead.
That's okay. The comment you made on helping somebody talk about an abortion, like, that's really not your place. And that's what kind of creeped me out. That's not your place. Unless the parent is abusive.
You know,
I asked the caller to, you're a little close to the phone.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You know, I didn't really give her, and I didn't say do this or do that. She said, you know, she messaged me.
Wait a minute. I got to interrupt here.
No, Phil, can I finish what I'm saying, please?
No, I got to interrupt. These are underage kids now messaging you?
Excuse me, but I'm not running some...
Not turning them out.
Yeah, we're not turning these girls out.
I didn't say that you were, but what do you mean?
The girl said that she and her boyfriend got into trouble. And I said, well, you know, I believe in choice.
In other words, the girl is going to have a choice. Now, maybe her parents believe that the abortion is out of the question.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, I would disagree with that.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that's what the caller's saying. That's not your place. Did you call the parents?
Who?
Of the girl that said her and her boyfriend were thinking of an abortion.
So I have over 4,000 friends.
I know you've got over 4,000 friends on Facebook, but are you worried about jeopardizing that? We'll be right back. Thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL, Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Phil Hendry.
I have over 4,000 friends on Facebook.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And we're back with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Parent-Teacher Organization. We're talking about the article in Reuters today, a very interesting article. Should parents friend their kids on Facebook? Should parents and kids be friends on Facebook? Ms. Dooley, you and your husband both have Facebook pages where you are friends with your sons. You say your son's friend requested you, and the difference being what?
The difference is that our sons wanted to be friends with us.
Yeah, but a lot of parents don't want to be.
And a lot of these parents don't. The kids don't want to be friends with their parents.
Well, let me get back to the issue, what I was talking to you about, and then we'll take some phone calls, because I find this to be, and I have to imagine that this is a very tough area for you. When you have the kids talking to you on your Facebook page, and they're talking to you about sex, they're talking to you about abortions, like the case of this one girl, and you say, we believe in choice. Don't you feel as if you are involving or butting in to issues that are not your business?
No, we don't. Though.
Well, explain why.
Because you know what, Phil? I'll give you two words: freedom of speech, or three words, I guess.
Yeah, three words:
freedom of speech. I have the right through the freedom of speech to say how I feel.
But you're a responsible adult, you know.
Of course I am. But I don't want to give them something that they get from their parents, which are lies and deceit.
You don't know whether these kids are getting lies and deceit.
Well, when you tell a kid that the texting bill is out of control, and you could get unlimited texting if you had the intelligence and the energy, you know.
Just looking at on the bill, it's gunnerless.
Yeah, they have all the stuff. I think that's dishonest.
So now it comes down to an issue of the parents are not only dishonest, they don't have intelligence and energy enough to get a texting, to get an unlimited...
It's called unlimited texting. So see, even you are...
I know what it is, unlimited texting.
Yeah.
So now they're stupid, and they're dishonest, and you have freedom of speech, and that's where you get off telling a kid who is thinking of having an abortion, well, you believe it's choice.
I say that, Bill, I told you I've talked to a lot of these parents, and I'll say to them, you know, your daughter is a friend of mine. And they'll say, yes, I friend requested her, and she turned me down. And I will say to a lot of these mothers, I'll say, I think it's something as very, very simple as you getting serious about your body and take some pride in yourself and take a good long look at yourself in the mirror. What do you need to change? How much time do you have to put aside in the next year to get down to a reasonable weight? Your daughter's embarrassed being seen with you. And I really lay it out, and I give them step by step how they've driven their daughter away with the way they look. And these parents, I'm telling you, Phil, it is, I feel gratified. They will say thank you.
Yeah, they shake hands and make this understanding.
And we really, it's just been a big misunderstanding, exactly.
Like I said, man, that would, as this parent here, that would really set me off. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Steve in New York. Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think that they're giving out the right information to the kids right now. First of all, I don't think I don't think you're trained psychologist. Are you guys trained? Are you a psychologist? Mm-hmm. Or anything like
am
that?
Am I a trained psychologist? No.
Are you a psychologist?
I'm just on a Facebook.
So why are you
I'm
giving
just on a Facebook. I'm on a Facebook.
First of all, parents.
Because it's my opinion.
First of all, parents should be friends their kids at home instead of online. First of all, they should befriend them at home. They don't need to find a friend in you. You sound like a devil's advocate. You're going against what the parents are really telling their children. You're telling the children that the parents are lying. I don't think that that's right, and I think that you should like kind of reevaluate the way that you are giving out suggestions to the youth today. Because
well,
the youth
I don't
are
give
really
out suggestions.
Proper guidance, and you're not giving them proper guidance.
Well, I'm not really trying to give them guidance. I'm just saying, if it were me, you know, if it were me.
Well, I don't understand. You know, it sounds like you got kids. Do you have kids?
Yes, I have three sons.
Well, would you give your kids the same advice that you're giving kids online? Would you give them kids the same advice?
No.
See, you wouldn't. See, that's what I'm saying. So why would you give someone
Wait,
online?
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Well, because...
You wouldn't give your own kids. You wouldn't give your own kids the same advice that you're giving the kids online.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Why wouldn't you give your sons the same advice?
Well, I mean, Facebook is for fun.
So you're playing the devil's advocate. See, you're being the devil's advocate. You're like a devil in sheep. You're like a devil in sheep's clothing.
No.
You're trying to be
good on one
side, but telling the kids the wrong information on the other side. If you ain't got nothing really good to tell the kids or the kids out there,
of
you should leave it alone, really.
Well, no, I told Mr. Hendry, I don't know how many. Are you on Facebook, sir? Or do you have friends on Facebook?
I'm in the community. I'm in the community that has a lot of young kids who need positive and good information. You know what I'm saying? They don't need to be misled no more than they are being misled now.
Right.
As it is.
I want to ask a question here. I want to ask a question. Why don't you give your sons the same advice as this gentleman said to the other kids?
Because, Phil, I've got, as I mentioned to you, I have over 4,000 friends on Facebook.
I don't care.
That's
what you said. You're just a friend. A friend doesn't be anybody. A friend and associate are two different people. You sound more or less like an associate than a friend. But you're giving out false information. And I don't think you should be doing it unless you are really qualified and you're certified to give out information like that. You're no psychologist.
No, I'm not. I know that I'm not a psychologist.
So why are you giving the false information to the youth? To lead them astray even more than they are now.
It's an entertainment product. It's satire.
What do you mean it's satire? No, it isn't satire. You're saying...
Well, what I mean is I have a lot of friends on Facebook, so I want to keep the friend level.
So you're going to give out information that could harm a kid just so you keep your friends at 4,000 people?
So it sounds like you need more friends than anybody. You sound like you
No.
You sound like
I
you
think
can
you
go
gentlemen
there and then develop some good positive insight from some real people.
I think you gentlemen have twisted this. I did not say that.
I don't understand.
You did say. You did say. You said that you would. You don't give your sons the same advice.
My son doesn't need an abortion. Hello? God.
I can't hear the caller. Hello? Yes, sir? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Mary. Mary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil. It's Mary from Nashville. I cannot believe
He hung up.
You tell me that I can't say.
We're right here, Mary. Hold on for a minute. What did you ask Ms. Dooley?
What happened to the gentleman I was speaking with?
He is not there. We lost connection to him.
I see. Well, I would like to say that he made a lot of very insulting accusations, and I don't know why he is not here to defend himself.
He asked you, and I'll ask you again, excuse me, Mary, but I will ask you, why are you giving out advice you won't give to your own sons?
My wife already told you, Mr. Henry, about 4,000 friends.
4,000 friends means bad advice.
My son isn't getting an abortion.
Oh! Did
you figure it out yet?
Your son's not getting an abortion, so you didn't give him abortion advice.
Exactly.
All right, Mary, go ahead.
Okay. This is Mary from Nashville. I cannot believe
that
a parent would actually befriend another child and give advice when another parent has no clue that you're befriending a parent. And giving advice about abortion.
No, I didn't say that I didn't tell the parent. I said to this girl's mother, when she asked, she's friends with you? And I said, yes. she said, well, she's not friends with me, my own daughter. And I said, have you taken a good look at yourself in the mirror lately? That's what
but
I said.
But the parent thinks that their child is befriending another child, and Facebook
mm-hmm.
is used. Excuse me, ma'am.
No, of course not. You can see the age of the people. You can see a picture of the people. The kids know that I'm Seth and Dylan and Justin's mom.
Okay.
They don't think they're... Are you familiar with Facebook? Do you know what it is?
Absolutely. But
well, then you know there's no way you're friending someone that you think is a child.
But when you are giving
mm-hmm.
my child... Excuse
mm-hmm.
me, ma'am. Please don't excuse... Yeah. Please don't talk.
I'm not talking.
When you are giving my
mm-hmm.
child advice,
mm-hmm.
and you
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
are a parent,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you are a parent,
and you're
giving my...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what, Ms. Dooley, going uh-huh, is interrupting the train of thought of my caller.
I don't understand. I'm listening.
I know, but you're going uh-huh, and it's interrupting the train of thought. Go ahead,
Thank
Mary.
Thank you. No, I believe when a parent
uh-huh.
befriends a child, uh-huh. it is not
uh-huh.
that
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. of an adult.
Yeah.
And
hold on for a minute, Mary. Hold on for a minute,
okay.
Ms. Dooley. If your husband doesn't stop that childish uh-huh in the background, I'll conclude our conversation entirely.
I told. You have to stop.
That's very childish.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mary.
No, I just cannot believe that a parent would befriend a child and give advice and on a topic when you have no clue what that other parent is training their child to do or is a good example to them. And, you know, Facebook is used as a network, you know, socialization for children. It's not for parents to parent other children. How can you do that when, in my opinion, you're acting like a child? You are a child befriending other children, and how can you be a good example as a parent to other children
but I just,
giving advice that may not be the advice that parent of that child is giving?
You know, I'm hearing a toilet flushing.
This is crazy.
I was trying to listen to what the lady said, okay?
Yeah, can maybe you muffle the phone while you're using the toilet?
I have been on this program doing everything you've asked me to do. I had to go.
So you're sitting there taking a leak while the lady's talking?
Yes. Is that something else I shouldn't do, too? You know, there have been more rules here tonight on what Bobby Dooley has done wrong. I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't talk this way. I talked to
her. And
she was going to have an abortion, and I said to her mother, you know why your daughter won't talk to you? Because if you take one look in the mirror, it'll give you every answer you've ever needed. Donut oil. Donut oil. And she said, I don't know what you mean. I said, look. And I said, that's donut oil in a very loud top.
So you told the woman she's fat?
Yes. In a loud top. So, Mary, I hear what you're saying. I try to do the right thing. I have tried my whole life. Hold on for a minute.
What? This is crazy.
I have tried my whole life. Well, you know something? I happen to have something wrong with my stomach. I'm sorry. I've tried my whole life to be a good mother and a good wife. And if I'm not being a good friend to the kids that want to friend me on Facebook, then you know something? Sue me. Hello?
Are you legitimate or not? I mean,
what are you doing, Ms. Dooley?
Mr. Hendry, I told you that I had a dysentery problem.
You said you'd been to Tijuana, to the dog races.
That's right.
Is that the result of that?
Yes, it is.
I don't know of anyone that Tijuana and the dog races.
You know something? My father loved to go to the dog races. I do it out of respect to him.
All right, Mary, have you pretty much said what you need to say tonight?
I am sitting here driving home from Nashville.
To this woman.
So mad at this woman. And is this a joke?
Is this a joke, Ms. Dooley? Are you and your husband having yourselves a good time here?
Well, it's nice to know that you and this lady think that a child in trouble talking about abortion is funny. I don't find it funny.
I think I just got suckered.
Do you think it's funny?
Yes.
A child talking about abortion? A child giving birth to a baby in a bathroom. That's funny. Good God.
Wow.
I didn't hear anybody talking about giving birth to a baby in a bathroom. I heard somebody talking about giving birth to a baby or a fetus or.
Well, there goes the fetus, right there. See. So, if you think that's funny, Phil, that a kid walks into a bathroom stall and then
get out of here. 877-876 Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, coming up next hour, we got Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman coming in and our news hour. But there's a few things. First of all, Bud, what's with the toilet flushing on that lady?
No, she said she got the
nacho platter Caliente. She got a nacho platter at where?
Caliente.
At Caliente. Caliente's a horse track.
No, she said she went to dog race. She said she went to the dog races at Caliente.
I don't understand, man. Is there dog racing at Caliente?
I don't know, man. But she said she got the nacho or the platter.
Yeah, and a shrimp taco. And she said right after that.
Right after that, what? She's got the problem with the. She's going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe it. I think that woman was standing there flushing that toilet over and over again just to be funny.
No, I swear to God, man. Because I heard her. She was all like that, and then. Flush the toilet. I said, are you going to be all right? She goes, yeah, because I got some things I want to say, you know.
What about the husband?
I don't think, well, no. He just said my wife's been doing 180s all day.
180s? All right. I have no idea. That whole story about going to the dog races.
Yeah, said her dad used to love going to the dog races. And so in honor of his passing on this day, like 20 years ago or something, they always go down and they bet the ninth race, and they always bet on not the ninth, but the number nine dog, right?
Yeah, the number nine dog.
What, the last race?
The last race, yeah.
Why?
That's what her dad did. He always bet in the last race the number nine dog.
At the dog races?
Yeah.
Where did she grow up?
But she grew up in Orange County, but her dad used to go to dog races in Mexico.
Yeah.
Boy, that is bizarre. Of all the things to go down to Mexico for, the dog races, he must have come from some other part of the country, you know?
Nope. He was born and raised in California.
Born and raised in California. I don't know a human being alive born and raised in California that gives a crap about the dog races. If a cat goes down to Mexico to watch the dog races, he must come from the East Coast or something, wherever they have dog races.
Well, where do they have them?
Well, the only dog races I ever saw were in Florida. They must have them somewhere back east. I don't know.
No, she said that her father loved dog races.
Well, maybe. My grandfather was into the dog races. My grandfather used to go to Florida to watch the dog races. This is a big, big trip for him. Are you ready for that?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my grandfather.
Yeah?
He liked to go to Florida for the dog races.
Run that by me again.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What don't you guys understand? My grandfather, right?
Yeah.
You know what a grandfather is?
Yeah.
He liked to go to Florida, the state of Florida.
Yeah.
To watch the dog races.
There's something I'm not getting there.
Yeah, me too. What? What are you leaving out?
I'm not leaving out anything. I'm going to kick your asses. Everybody's a joker these days, huh? Everybody's making a big... My grandfather liked to go down to Florida and to Miami, and he was a Toronto... My grandfather was a Toronto, Canada police detective. He was a cop. And his idea of good times was to go down to Miami and go to the dog races, man. That's what he did.
That weird idea of a good time, but...
You know, and I'm sure that he went to Hialeah and Gulfstream and watched the horses, but this dog race thing... So I remember moving to Florida way back in the early 70s when I was a kid. You know, I was working in construction, and we'd go to the dog races. We went to the Seminole Kennel Club, man, up there north of Orlando. And, I don't know. It was okay. You know, quinella betting. It was the first time I ever saw quinella betting. And quinella betting eventually made it out to the West Coast.
What's that?
Quinella betting is picking the first three entrants, the first three horses, the first three dogs, in any order. That's a quinella. 877-876-PHIL. Would you rather be richer, skinnier, younger, or smarter? What's the result of that survey? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dog races. Yes, the dog race.
Phil Hendry.